Okay, so we got the package yesterday of Shmuz Yaakov's shita was that if you do a bris milah after Chatzos, then basically it's not Zrizim Magdim mitzvahs. The Zrizim Magdim mitzvahs means to do it in the Ashkim, like someone said yesterday, Ashkim the Gemara says, so it has to be boker. If it's no longer boker, it's no longer zrizim. So now we're going to see the Shmuz Yaakov has another tshuva, besides the tshuva about shofar on page 14. And everyone, it's in the Shavuos, what number?
Number three in the Shavuos
number
section.
Three in the Shavuos
Section.
Section. So, get the packet. So it says like this: B'chag HaSukkos, page 14, She'ela Lamedalev. B'chag HaSukkos B'shas HaHalel, Hiviu Le'echad Esra V'lula V'Shar Minim. So he brought him lulav. You know, in those days, it's not like today that everyone has their own lulav and esrog. And it's not so long ago. I remember when I grew up in Brooklyn, and Rabbi Berzon was the Rav of the community. That's Rav Azaria Berzon's father. And he was our Rav. And he said, he always used to say, when I first came to Flatbush, there was only two sukkahs in all of Flatbush. The shul sukkah and my sukkah. And there were only two lulav and esrogim in all of Flatbush. The shul's lulav and my lulav. You know? And let alone in, you know, times before that. You know, Rabbi, what?
What year were you?
What year was that? Rabbi Berzon. Yeah.
Rabbi Berzon or Rabbi Berzon?
The father. The Talmud of Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik. So he was a rabbi for 40 years. He retired in the beginning of the 80s, so he was probably in the 40s. In the 40s. In the 40s and in Flatbush. So he says, so they brought a lulav and esrog during challah. And it was kosher. But the person didn't want to use it because he wanted to wait. I guess he knew somehow that in an hour, 2 hours, he's going to get a better one. He wrote to Lahamtin Shal Oshtaim, Shiaviu Lo Esrog Mhuda Yosenoya. So is it proper to do that? Ishapir Dami Lemebet Hachi, or maybe this reason Magdimu Mutsvaadis. Was reason of demon. And now this is mashma that it's reason of demon could be the difference between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Still is reason of demon. But it was, even though he wrote the other tshuva and he said that after Chatzos, that means after Chatzos is drawn on his reason anymore. But there still is probably his reason to do it 8 o'clock than to do it 10 o'clock. Because he doesn't say that Dafka was going to be after Chatzos. Right?
Can we make it tonight?
Can you make it tonight? Oh. So Ryan says, make it tonight. That if it, that what?
If I get a better one, then I'm not yotzei to the best one.
Yeah. Make it tonight. That if the other one comes, I'll be yotzei that. If not,
that's a wider
machlokes. Yeah. I mean, mitzvahs of a tonight is a Shuv of the Oneg Yontif, but you can do. We usually assume you could do a mitzvah tonight, but say for Hallel, so you're not going to say Hallel again.
No, but the Ikar mitzvah d'oraisa, right? You could be Yotze just with the Ntila. So
yeah,
that's going
to
make another bracha.
Yeah, that's the question I'm going to Ferrari says about making a bracha. Because you make on tonight, then how are you going to make the bracha on tonight? Also, the stomach can't do that. That's Rav Harari's point again makes it a little bit difficult. So he says, Tshuva, Hida L'chor Nira, this reason Magdim and Odis. On one hand, he says, this reason Magdim and Odis. Rael Zem had the Isa Vitoris Kohanim, Vishas Benachas, Amar Yehuda Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Where has a concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? That if you could do a mitzvah at an earlier opportunity, so that has a special chavivus, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And again, what's the Gemara's? Gemara gives one example: is that Amar Yehuda shemiyad who mevi asiyu seifa. Say you have yichayiv a korban over the yored, right? So that's a korban that fluctuates based on your monetary capabilities. So if you're a poor person, then you bring solace. If you're a little bit richer, you can bring ophos. And if you're even more, you can bring a behemoth. So those are the different levels of the reason I gave. So the question is, so why don't we just wait? You know, wait a month. Maybe in a month I'll be a different financial. I'll get a job. I'll get more money. You know, I'll be able to bring the right. So you see from that halacha that no, you bring that serious aid for now. Even though if you wait a month or 2 months, maybe you'll be in a different financial bracket, and then you can bring a better corporate.
Right. Right now he's an
onion. May
not be able.
Yeah, so Chaviv Mitzvah Shashim Yad, who may be Asir, because the halacha is he should bring the Asir Sa'efa, the Imam Tin Lo Ashi Yashir, the Yavi Kizba O Seira.
Because on his status right now.
The Gemara uses that, right?
Why?
Right, I think it's going to Gemara, it says. So you see from here that for a mitzvah to mufkar, you shouldn't wait. Do the mitzvah right away. Say he has tefillin, but he doesn't have tzitzis. Ain't sort of the hamtim without tzitzis. I'm a manich tefillin, which I'm a vim talis ma'atfa. Because of Shem Mogen Avram, Kai gav them yivam kashiyu mitzvah lo mashinim. Nafal bishay shlo mashiyah sechachah mitzvah yosim in amukha. Feinu biyalkot. Chaviv mitzvah shaita. Mekir hu adim ben yidon yidon. So I guess it's a more of a hider.
What is the hider? I don't understand the hider. Is there a hider specifically with tefillin to wear it while you're wearing a talis? Tell that to all the non-married boys.
Or is it that is the hider because you'll do Malin Bakoidish? To have me be able to do Malin Bakoidish. Get the talis later. If you're not putting on a talus anyway, you're not putting on a talus. But if you get a talus later, so maybe you should wait for the talus and then put on the tefillin.
No, but maybe also is more of an Indian to say Kriya Shema with the tzitzis.
Yeah.
So even with the talus cut on.
Yeah, well, that's what we're, yeah. So he wants to say, so you see from this, that Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita do right away. He's saying, so if you have an Esrog that's not the most Mahuda, but it's Vadei Kasha, so you know, you take it right away. That's what he's saying.
Besides the negative and positive, what's the difference between true Mitzvah and Machina? There's a Machina Mitzvah. Meaning, that sounds like over there, when it comes to this korban, that sounds like shuri mitzvah lo mashina, as opposed to shuri mitzvah lo mitzvah.
Yeah. That's a question. Why are they called different things? Some have different lambdas, but it could be, maybe it is not really different. It's just another way of saying Jesus Magdim. Okay, that's a discussion. But now let's see. Omna Achein Ma'ayim Shaper Yira calls the Yesh Lutlos. He says, no, maybe whatever I said till now is wrong. What? Hi, the Torah's calling him in Raya. He says, from the din of the Torah about the carbon, that you don't wait with the carbon. He says, not a riot. He says, yeah. Because who says you're gonna get rich? Right? Status quo is you're not.
Where so does the job lined up? Starting to work
a new job
tomorrow.
Yeah, ain't suffering. Right now he's in Vade Oni.
He's a poor guy.
And so Ulai Yisasha, yeah, like the Gemara says, Kulei Haiv Ulai. Ulais are Ulais. But maybe in a Hanami, if it's more of a Vadai, then maybe we should wait. But here, who says, oh, Bavgab the who midi the Lot Shchia? And it's also midi the Lot Shchia, because I mean, we're getting to Kavecha, it's Atar Losa Asher. I gather the Tzatzin Chalas B'Shuvas Avodas Geshuri. So it's the most of the Shkich that you're going to change your monetary status. It's the Shkich. The Yivamas. Right, the Gemara Yivamas says that when you're doing Yibum Chalitza, it's the mitzvah of God. The older brother should do it. So, the question is, can you wait? The older brother's far away. If, say, he says, there's one brother that's ready to do Yibam right now, but they want to wait for the older brother who will come from Medina Sayyam to do it. So Tumar says, you don't wait. So don't you see over here also to do it right away?
Is this a case where we don't know whether the older brother will want to do it? Or we know he would, but he's just away now?
He's away. But on the other hand,
he may decline.
Yeah, that's what he's going to write. That the guy gave me high time came to the rock called suffering. Dilma also the chalitz, or Dilma also God of the Yom Yab. If he came in Shehu Medina Sayam, Yeshua laid that night to mistake her. She admits a little bit. We don't know. This guy is willing to do it right now, so you don't have to wait. Even though bits of a godel. But we don't know what the Gadol's going to say.
Is there a time limit on you, like the Obama situation?
No, but doesn't mean no gun to them below the Agna, so tough. And also, she's going to remain in limbo.
There is an
opportunity. There is an opportunity. There is an opportunity. There is an opportunity. There is an opportunity. There is an opportunity. There is an opportunity. Truma Sadeshin brings a raya from. There's a famous truva of the Truma Sadeshin, we'll see about Kiddush Levana. In other words, say you see Levana, it's Sunday night, you see Levana. Yet the minig is to wait till Motzai Shabbos. Why are you waiting till Motzai Shabbos? So do you see, because it's more Mahuda to do the mitzvah of Motzai Shabbos when you're wearing midday Shabbos, etc. It's more Mahuda. So. Except in the winter time, where if you're going to wait several days, you might miss the whole mitzvah because He says it's a good svara, but he doesn't think these gemaras are the gemara about the carbon all over Yore, the gemara about he doesn't think any of these gemaras really show anything. Maybe that's only if it's good as Mamaruba. He lives at the end of the world. But as Mamuat, then we would wait. Because Mamaruba, Hashin Shemayomus. Hashaz Hashemayomus, Sarachim, Mikamasugas, Hashats, etc. etc. And then he's saying that the idea of doing something miyad is kol hayom. You take a shvuah that you're going to pay back miyad. You have the whole day. Because if we call Malkum Zrizim Akdimin Hainu Mitzafka, that's going to be wrong. Akshar Nogu Kol Ha'olam Kizrizim Linyan Milo Hakdim Mitzafra. But he says that that's considered miyad, but Zrizim Akdimin is still a factor, even though you're going to anyway do it within the same day, or the earlier day or later the day, but in other words, it's still in the Indian's reason, my people, to do a meal in the morning.
That's a multi-day mitzvah versus mila, which is a single day mitzvah. So a single day
mitzvah. But then he says, in other words, so he says like this, the Shia mitzvah is to wait till the next day. That's a violation of Shia mitzvah. The reason Magdimin is even within the same day, it's better to do it earlier. But who says that you should wait if you're going to get the mitzvah better? Maybe it's still going to be a violation of Zrizim Magdimin to wait for 2 hours to get the lulav, etc. So he wants us, Then he says, now look here on page 16 on the left side. I had the Pasuk Ramah, or Achayim, Shem Chafhei, the Tfilin Mizumon Miyodo, Einitzar Hamtin Al Hatzitzis. The Rambam says, if you have the tefillin, don't wait for the tzitzis. Put it on. But he says, "Haydi mishum dehasam la mishum mitzvah ben amufka nagibah." After Rambam hakdim mitzvah tzitzis, the school of kinegan kol mitzvah, so mishum shuru tadeh. Kamokam kol she'ilu matzah lefaneinu, tefillin mechonam lefaneinu.
The concept of tadir v'shei no tadir is sufficiently strong that there's a havamina I should wait till they're both here so I can mekayim that.
Wait, so let's see 1 second.
That sounds to me a little far-fetched.
1 second.
Yeah, wrong.
Well, I mean, it could be not Tadr Shein Tadr.
Is it Tadr Shein Tadr or is it because of Malim HaKadosh?
Either one, to wait so that you can do the, to have them both in front of you at the same time, so that you have to choose between the two.
Yeah.
Force yourself into that situation. I thought, you know, Malin Bakodesh, and for that matter, Sheino Tadir, are only ways to resolve a conflict when a conflict exists.
Right. Yeah.
He's saying you can go. It's better to go out of your way to make the conflict exist, so you can resolve it this way. That strikes me as fun.
Yeah. Kol she eidim watsu l'fanei zon l'chor l'fona b'vadei mitzvah shepon v'yodo alif etzera. Kadnir li b'no shifani b'vadei yosh yomolo esro b'chudar yoseh eish l'hamtin al mitzvah ben amufkar. So he says that he thinks mitzvah ben amufkar should take precedence. And he says, but the case of the tefillin is not a question of mitzvah min amufkar. It's either because of the tzitzis shkul kedegel mitzvahs or the tagger.
But that doesn't allow you to accomplish the tefillin in any better fashion.
Yeah, right. But in a chanami,
by
Ezra, it's going to be mechuda. Then Mahudar takes precedence to this reason for
people. Because reason marking limits, the whole point is it's a hitter.
So which should you do?
Which hitter should you do? In the goof of mitzvah, or should I, as the gafra,
do his reason for people? So he says.
Sounds like in the goof of mitzvah.
It's not the yevulim. It was. If it's not a question of a suffix, you'd rather yavolo esro b'chuda yoseh yesh l'hamtin. So it says, it's rather than
following your logic, you're saying the Zrizin Makdimin is in the cheftza of the lulav, and that's better than in the gavra Zrizin is in the Gavra. And the other one is in the Chepsa.
The original question was, he was about to say Halal, and he was going to take his Lulav, but someone said to him, in 2 hours, we're going to get you much nicer. So he should wait the 2 hours. So he says, yeah. In other words, he's forfeiting Zrizin Magdimin, or even though it's maybe not. He doesn't say only if it's after Chatzos. So it's mashri even from 8 to 10 it's less of Zrizim. You have a better key in Zrizim to do it at 8 than to do it at 10. But if you're going to get a nicer lulav at 10, that's what you were told, then there's another.
So the heder in the Heftza is better than the heder in the Gavr.
So the heder in the Heftza is more... It's more
harsh. I mean, he didn't say this, but I think this.
I'm following Rav Herschel's logic. I like it.
I might be a logic worker, but my point maybe by Mila and his other Chuba. He didn't say this, but this is Mustafa to say. I think I don't think it's so great to say that to go past Batzais, since we have this concern of Miyad, and as we, you know, go so young.
But I think he would tell you even past Chatzos.
Even past Chatzos what?
That was exactly the same. We'll get you a lulav, nicer lulav after Chatzos.
I don't know that I agree with that. I think he would be concerned about then. I think it might be a dead Shuim Mitzvah Lo Mashinah.
No, I think Shuim Mitzvah Lo Mashinah is only to the next step. So it's not Shuim Mitzvah Lo Mashinah.
The lulav is.
Mashinah is not the next. Day. It's not, you're not doing today's mitzvah, you're taking a lulav if you do the next day. Right. It's not much.
So I think he's not saying.
So,
Mila and Hanabi, if you get a better moil,
a better knife, I don't know if
it's a better whatever. So then Hanabi waits.
So you think he's Chayzer?
No, he's not Chayzer. The other question is, meaning, if you have, why do we lechatchila do the bris milah at Rosh Hashanah before It's more shofar because we want Zerizim Magdima. But there, it's either we're going to get Zerizim Magdima or not going to get Zerizim Magdima. But here, it's a question of getting a more Hidu Mitzvah. If you get a more Hidu Mitzvah, then in economy, take the...
What about the Barbara Zabram up to this Mitzvah?
But there's not Iker Halapas.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Okay. So, on Monday, I'm going to do Chumash now, but on Monday, I would like to now go to the Tshuva of Rav Shimon Sofer. That is on page, I'll show you what page it's on, in the Mikhtav Sefer. The fascinating Tshuva on page 25. This could be confusing because in the Sofer family.
He came to Israel, right? Shimon Sofer.
There are two people called Shimon Sofer. Hazrat Sofer had a son, Shimon Sofer, and he had a grandson, Shimon Sofer.
Grandson came to Israel.
Grandson is the Holy Sofer's Tshuva.
Thank you.
Which one came from Eretz Yisrael? Was Austria, Yerin, and Mar, and then he came from Eretz Yisrael. Maybe him, because
Saras
Tshuva was killed.
That's a different one. Rabbi Kiva
came from
Eretz Yisrael.
That's a difference.
That's a Kiva
Saifa. Okay, so the famous Tshuva that Rav Shimon Sofer wrote to Rav Leib Leiger. Rav Leib Leiger wanted to say that if you could get a bigger tzaddik, then it's better to wait till later in the day to get that tzaddik than to do the bris milah early in the day. But that's such a heater, the chashivas of the tzaddik, that you should wait till later in the day because that's considered mitzvah merubah.
Yes.
But the question is that really so? Is that considered mitzvah merubah? Based on the level of the tzidkus of who the tzaddik is. But we say, no. If you can do the bris milah at 9 o'clock, don't wait till 3 o'clock. Even though at 3 o'clock you're going to have this big tzaddik, at 9 o'clock you won't. But at the end of 9 o'clock, you'll have Zerizim Magdima than to wait till 3 o'clock. So Rav Leib Leiger was of the opinion to wait to get the more chashuv and but the Shimon Sofer didn't hold that is a valid reason to wait. Because the Shmuz Yaakov says you shouldn't wait, but if you have a valid reason, like a mitzvah and a mufra, then you wait. But you have to have a valid reason. And then the question is, what is called a valid reason? Is to wait for the bigot tzaddik to be the tzaddik, is that a valid reason or not? That's to be continued as a Shemuel
Mufra. That's external.
It's external, but maybe that's still, okay, we'll see. Yeah. Right, if you hold it. Okay, Ramosai,